there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. We will talk to one of the stars of the Denver Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. will join us. Brandel Chamblee in the final hour from the U.S. Open. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW, operator Tyler standing by. And we say good morning, those watching on Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so to watch this program and our radio affiliates around the country. Poll question for hour two will be what, Seton O'Connor?
We got a good one from hour one, Dan. Better protest strategy, a quiet, empty stadium or a full, angry stadium? Right now, it's at like a 53, 46, or 47 quiet stadium.
Okay.
Some people don't get the idea of, like, why would you put all of that money in the owner's pocket to show up and fill the stadium?
Yeah, I know, but they got attention on this,
yeah. And
they want him to sell the team. They're on a hot streak right now, but on the same day that you have this reverse protest, you also have Vegas approving the funding for a new stadium there. Mm. And I think it's a 30,000-seat stadium, which is what they had last night, close to 30,000 for the reverse protest there. You know, it's different with Oakland, the Raiders going to Vegas. You can go there on a Sunday or even a Thursday night game or even a Monday night game, and then you could fly back to San Francisco or drive back if you wanted to. But, you know, with baseball, that's not going to be the same. You might have a big weekend series with the Oakland A's or the Vegas A's or whatever they're going to be called, and maybe you would go to that, but this is not going to be the same as the Raiders playing on a Sunday where you can go and then fly back. Yes, Mark.
Would you change the name if you were the Athletics?
If I'm Vegas, I want you to change the name. I want you to come in and be something different. Be something that's suitable to Vegas as opposed to bringing in the Oakland A's. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, such as a Golden Knight.
Yeah. Vegas Golden Knight. But they're not taking somebody's franchise. They're not, you know, bringing that nickname in. That's an expansion franchise with my Golden Knights.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I hate when you take the name to a new city, but at the same time, I also hate new teams.
Hmm.
Like, I don't like...
You're a new team hater?
I'm a little bit of a new team hater, yeah.
Okay.
You would have stuck with Tennessee Oilers instead of going Tennessee Titans.
Well, no, right, because I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth, where I don't like when you take the name with you, but I also don't
like... It looks like you're just speaking out of the left side right
all,
there.
All of a sudden, you have to be like, oh, wait, we have to root for the, you know, juggernauts or something. You're like, that's not a real team.
Okay.
I can find nothing here that says whether they're going to keep or bring the name. The owner hasn't touched it. Shockingly, John Fisher, the owner of the A's, hasn't talked about it.
I mean, even the A's, it's almost like a little two on the nose that works too well. Even though there's already the Aces.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, come up with a nickname. Let the fans, this is your team now. It's not, we got Oakland's leftovers here. You make it your team. Now, the Raiders, that's marketing there. That's a strong name to bring with you. You want that. You want to be attached to that. Yeah, Paul.
What really stinks, though, is the Oakland A's have, if not the best, one of the best uniforms in all the sports. Their color combination is unique. They're very branded.
Yeah.
And if they blow that up to, you know, what are they going to do, black and gray in Vegas? Very original.
Ooh.
Mm. That's probably what they'll do.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, do you bring the colors, but you don't bring the nickname?
The owner, by the way, John Fisher, he inherited his fortune from his parents who started the Gap. So everything's going to be probably light blue, light gray, and white, and folded nicely.
They're going to wear khakis.
Khaki
you
pants.
Know, that's what's going to be on
and
there.
A polo shirt, and a polo. Actually, is there.
Yeah. And they're going to have a sweatshirt tied around their waist as they go out there to play.
Breezy weekend attire. The Gap.
It's that's the A in Gap is going to be.
A. Okay. Bloop. Bloop. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
The toddler sent a couple in earlier.
No.
I know this is always your favorite.
This is going to go well with hockey fans.
Throw it over to the T-O-double-D.
What was your reaction to the Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup last night? Wow, an amazing story of a team that just came into the league 6 short years ago. Very nice. When's NFL week 1 already?
No, I knew it.
Was that last night? What's a Golden Knight? Oh, some people just not following sports.
But these
hockey.
Are all things like you're passive aggressive.
It really is.
These
it shows
are all
up in the
things. These are all things that you feel.
I kind of like very nice. When's NFL Week 1?
Did you watch last night?
I actually did. I watched a lot of it.
Okay.
Once it started getting out of hand, I think like late second period, I was like, you know,
yeah,
I might want to get an extra hour or two of sleep at this point.
The NHL averaged 6.2 goals per game during the playoffs. That's the third highest number of goals per game in a postseason in the last 30 years. I was wondering, I thought that scoring was up a tick here, but only the 1995 postseason and last year's postseason averaged more goals per game.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, bop, bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day,
bop, bop.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Bop. By the way, that's the great Will Ferrell, Ron Burgundy. We're still working on details of taking the show to Dublin for the Notre Dame-Navy game. People have asked. People have emailed. People have tweeted. We're still working on it. As soon as we get any finality to this, I'll let you know. But we're trying to go and do a couple of shows in Dublin. And the beauty of that is we would be on from 2 in the afternoon until 5 in the afternoon.
Wow.
We could get in trouble over there.
We could stay.
Yes. That would be great. So whatever happens that night before, we get to sleep in and then go to work in the afternoon.
I wish we can get an answer ready on this trip. I wish. As opposed to I wish, because it's Ireland. Oh, me hearties. La, 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 la.
What are you, a pirate? Me hearties? They're not pirates. They're Irish.
We're Irish.
What was
people?
That?
There's not pirates in
33rd Street, Madison Square Garden. Come on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
33rd.
Todd, I'm offended by that.
Are you really?
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Come on now.
Yeah, you made fun of the Irish.
They can make me feel bad.
Our accents.
I made fun of an Irish pirate, and since there really isn't any of those, I didn't really make fun of anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to Dublin, we'll be walking the plank.
Yeah. Arr. Me hearties. Yeah. Let's have a Guinness.
A pirate's favorite letter is R.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the Irish, too.
Wait, what's wrong with that, Marvin? Are you kidding me?
No, just these jokes are just so ridiculous. What's a pirate's favorite?
Arr!
Yeah, dad jokes, man.
Yeah, that's me. I'm all about dad jokes. Yeah.
Granddad jokes now.
Whoa.
Fair?
That's fine. Yeah, that's accurate. Boop. Accurate. Little Josie has no idea what's coming her way, though. Little thing. She's 4 months old. She has no idea. And I'm giving great lines. And she's still crying whenever she sees me.
Just trying to hold her head up at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. That's where they roll over, and then they're like, what was this?
Yeah.
Like, what? What the heck just happened? I just rolled over. And then they can't get back, and then they start crying like babies. Yes, Marv.
I forgot about the newborn stage where you just randomly go into the child's room. Oh, they're still breathing.
Yeah, that's true.
It is scary, the newborn stage.
By the way, stream the original story, Basketball Superhero, the Peacock original movie, tells the story of a young LeBron James and his best friends as they compete to become the number one high school basketball team in the country. It's called Shooting Stars, streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted. Welcome back.
Hey, DP, how you doing?
Great, Ted.
I like the lines you had in there about good news for Las Vegas a couple of weeks, bad news for Miami a couple of weeks. That means the people in Boston must be on suicide watch. They had a hockey team that won more games than any other team in history, lost in the first round to the Florida Panthers. They had a basketball team that everybody was picking to win the entire thing, and they got swept. So they got to just be taken. And that happened within 2.5 weeks of each other, both of those losses.
Well, they always have the Red Sox to fall back on, or the Patriots. Maybe not. Yes, Paulie.
Like, if you're a fan of Miami sports, South Florida sports, what type of mood are you in? Your teams are relevant.
I would feel good. You played for championships.
Yeah. Not a lot of people had the heat.
I would okay, if you're Boston, do you feel better than South Florida does?
I might feel worse if I'm a Celtics fan because I don't know if it's going to get better than what we've seen.
Oh, I feel horrible if I'm a Bruins fan. Yeah. Bruins set an all-time record and then bowed out.
They were like Usain Bolt at the 90-meter part.
Yes.
And we're not even mentioning Tampa. They're absolutely rolling this year. Tampa Bay Rays?
Okay.
No?
But then you got the Buccaneers.
South Florida.
Yeah, got the Buccaneers. Yeah, but Tampa is Central Florida.
Central Florida's leader.
Central South Florida?
I think Tampa is just Central Florida. Yes, Marv.
Isn't the University of South Florida, like, in the Tampa
in
area?
In Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But there's a Central Florida, too.
And Florida Gulf Coast is, like, 6 miles inland.
Okay.
I think. Coastal Carolina.
All right.
Geography class.
We only bring this up during March Madness, I think. All right. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Dan, what's a pirate's favorite exercise?
Aerobics.
Good guess.
Did I get it, Paul?
Planking. Yarr.
Oh, okay. All right.
Aerobics.
I like the aerobics better.
So do I.
Actually. I thought that was a decent poll there. All right. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, man.
We have to go to Ireland. It'd be great.
Just to get this out of our system? Or?
Well, just because you know what Todd is going to be like. Now, he doesn't drink.
I may take a little, imbibe a little bit. I may surprise you.
Okay, but we're going to get there, and we'll do the show from 2 to 5, and then happy hours. I don't like to have it limited to just an hour, but so like 5 to 7, 5:30 to 7:30. Maybe we could be in the Temple Bar region.
Ooh,
there.
Dude.
Get roughed up there.
Yeah, could.
That's a fun spot.
Can we dance on top of the bar, like Coyote Dublin or something like that? Why not?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Bring your cowboy boots, Todd.
Yeah. Go ahead,
I'll totally bring my lizard skin.
Bring your cowboy boots and your little Daisy Duke shorts and hop up there, buddy.
I've got black cherry lizard skin boots and a big T belt buckle.
Yeah, because they're big. You know, cowboys are big in Ireland.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. No, I strongly encourage you to wear that. You know what? I'm thinking cowboy boots, cowboy hat, and a kilt.
That's perfect.
And you don't wear underwear. We get you up on the bar.
Guinness and Diamonds. Isn't that the place that they have? I thought that was the place. Maybe out of business now.
That would be Plums. The strip club Plums with you with your kilt on.
Sign
and nothing underneath. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
One of my favorite things about Ireland is when you're speaking to someone over there and you can't understand them and they're speaking English because the accents are so thick.
Yes.
And you're like, well, what is he saying? And it's English.
I remember getting directions to a golf course called Old Head. And I remember this guy saying, on straight. And I had no idea what he meant by on straight. I thought he said, I'm straight. And I'm going, that has nothing to do with the directions here. But he was saying, on straight is go straight. And I'm going, oh, on straight. But that's how he was giving us the directions to get to this golf course.
And yes. You said, I'm not hitting on you. You kept telling him, but he didn't understand. I'm straight.
Maybe Ireland is not a good idea.
Come on.
No, I don't. I just, you're going to be doing your accent.
I'd behave myself. I may try too hard with some jokes, but I won't offend like the greater Dublin public there. Or something.
That happened once with my wife, where she was talking to a dude, and he was like, "Here to here, here to here, here to here," and she couldn't really place it. She said, "I'm sorry, I don't like. I speak English," and the guy said, "I'm Scottish." Like, oh my gosh, the dude was speaking English. Scottish accent is crazy. That's one of the wilder
ones.
Well,
no, Gaelic is. Gaelic's at number one seed because you're just going, I have no idea what you're saying. And then some of the signs are in Gaelic, or they have them in Irish, you know, or English, and then they have Gaelic.
Yeah, they have every sign has Gaelic with it, too. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. But they get going, and then you're just like, I'm trying to pick out like every third word, maybe. Turdy turd. Be like. And then didn't we have Rory McIlroy on? And I said, how would you say 33rd? He goes, 33rd.
Yeah, 33rd. he didn't say turdy turd.
No, he didn't, because he's Northern Ireland, whereas Padraig Harrington, he would say turdy turd. See, I would constantly be bringing up, like, what is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's number? Turdy turd. Yeah, okay. I'd find ways to have him say turdy turd. Okay. Did we solve anything in the last 15 minutes?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so, but that's what we're known for. We spent the first hour, at least a portion of it, talking about the drama that is the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. They say, Josh Allen says it's not football related, which to me makes it worse. If it's football related, hey, get me the ball, crunch time, playoff, game on the line, all of that. But Josh Allen said it's not football related. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. I think it was on this day, or was it yesterday, that Michael Jordan hit the game-winning shot against the Utah Jazz. Was it today, Paulie?
Michael Jordan, yeah, I think today.
25th anniversary.
Yep.
Bob Costas was on the call of that.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, but you're thinking that's Jordan's last game, where you got the call for Jordan's last shot, and Mike ruined it and came back. But Bob Costas will join us in an hour from now. We will play the Wayback Machine about that night in Utah. We'll take a break. We'll talk to the Denver Nuggets forward, Michael Porter Jr., right after this. GetRefunds.com, and I hope that you have taken advantage of this, because Innovation Refunds, they started Get Refunds, and they've already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds. That's through the ERC. Now, I got ahead of myself, because the CEO, Howard Mackler, of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com, is going to be able to help small businesses with the ERC tax refund. So it's a refund, okay? Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of the businesses just like yours. Construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, and so many more. And if you've run into a roadblock and maybe you don't have the right people to help you, then Innovation Refunds, they have the right people to help you. At least find out if you're going to qualify for this. Start the process, and you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. Oh, no upfront charge. They only get paid if you get paid. You got to get started. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up here in hour two. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. This is the anniversary of Michael Jordan's game-winning shot against the Utah Jazz. And if memory serves me correctly, since I was covering that, I don't think either team got to 90 points, but Jordan had 45. He had more than half their points, and there was the, of course, push-off that Michael Jordan had to free himself from Brian Russell. Brian Russell. I always look at the spelling of that and I always want to say Byron Russell, but the B-R-Y-O-N. Bob Costas, who was on the call, said that hand on his backside was the equivalent of a maitre d' showing somebody to their table. I would disagree with Bob, who will join us at the top of the hour, because I don't think I've ever been shown to my table and nearly fallen down because Byron Russell almost fell down. Or Brian Russell. Yes, Seton.
The more I watch that clip, the less I think Jordan pushed off.
Wow. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that he did.
I mean, his hand was there, but I don't know how much he really pushed.
All you needed is just a little bit to get him off balance.
Yeah.
And he got Brian Russell off balance, and then Mike hits the not that he needed to do that. He could still take the jumper, but yes, I think Mike was guiding him out of his way. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, that game finished 87-86. Bulls, Jordan had 45. Next highest score on the Bulls was Kukoc with 15.
Mm.
For Utah, Mailman had 31. Hornacek had 17.
Horny.
Yep. John Stockton only 10.
Mm.
And 5 assists.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's 4 or 10 from the field, I think.
Okay. All right.
Can anyone name a bench member from the Utah Jazz, a bench player?
Yes, Marv.
Antoine Carr.
Antoine Carr is correct.
Wow, what a good poll there.
No life.
Deep poll.
Yes.
Shannon Anderson, Howard Eisley, Chris Morris, former Net.
Okay. Michael Porter Jr., now of the NBA champion Denver Nuggets, joining us on the program. How is the party? Is it still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on. It'll probably be going on for another 2 weeks, so we're still enjoying it.
Okay, when Joker says he's not sure about this parade, and he finds out it's Thursday, and then he's like he doesn't want to go to the parade, he wants to go home, is he being serious?
Probably. I think he wants to get home to his horses. He wants to get home, you know, to his people back in Serbia, but he'll be there, and then he'll probably leave the day after. So,
well, this is what I'm thinking, Mike. I think we let him have his victory parade in Serbia. So you simulcast it with your parade in Denver. Let him be on his horse. Let him put him on the Jumbotron. Let him have his brothers there, the entire city where he's from. And then you can have two different parties. Everybody wins. We keep Joker happy.
Now he's got to celebrate here with us. I mean, as much as he wants to get home to Serbia, I mean, we got to celebrate with the fans. We saw the videos of them going crazy in the city during the game. You know what I mean? So we gotta turn up with the fans.
Take me back to fourth quarter, late in the game, and I think Miami's up by one. You guys have a timeout, and Joker's yelling like he's mad. Do you remember what was being said in the huddle at that time?
I forget what he was saying. I think he was just, you know, trying to get everybody to realize, which we did, you know, that right now it's do or die. Like we can win this game. 2 minutes left. It's anybody's ball game. Just have to lock in, have to get a good shot up every time down the floor, and then have to play defense and rebound.
At what point in the season did it click where you go, we're the best team in basketball?
Yeah, it's really crazy because there's so many good teams in the NBA. Any given night, you can lose to any team. It doesn't matter if they're the number one seed or the last seed. So we knew we were pretty good all season, but I think the last month of the season, we kind of had some slippage. We were losing teams we shouldn't have lost to, you know, wondering like, okay, are we as good as we think we are? You know what I mean? So going into the playoffs, I think it was just a renewed focus. I feel like losing a couple of those games late in the season kind of renewed our focus going into the playoffs, realizing we could be beat if we don't bring it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of helped us focus a little bit more than going into the playoffs. We felt good about ourselves.
What's it like, though, growing up? I think you were the high school player of the year in 2017. And then here you are playing against LeBron and then Kevin Durant in the playoffs. You might have had their posters on your wall growing up. What's that like, though, when you're going against these guys who are, you know, future Hall of Famers?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's a testament to their greatness. You know what I mean? That at this time, they're still as great as they are when I grew up watching them when I was a kid. So it shows those guys longevity. But no, it is a surreal feeling to be able to knock those guys out of the playoffs, you know, along our way to the championship. Like we beat some really good players, some really good teams on our way to winning this championship. So it's amazing. I think growing up, like you said, you watch those guys, you watch them in the finals, and then to be there to do that, it really is pretty surreal.
If I would have told you after you had your first back surgery when you were at Missouri, hey, you're going to win a championship one day in the NBA, what would you have said?
After my first one, I would have believed you. I would have believed I would have got there.
What about after your third one?
Yeah, after the third one, I would have hoped. I didn't know for sure. I was going to keep going. I was going to keep, you know, attacking my rehab, hoping I made it back to where I was, but I didn't know. So to do it, you know, with this group of dudes, 1 year after, you know, having my third back surgery, it's really amazing.
And then you got Jamal Murray with Jamal's, you know, when he blew out his ACL to be able to come back. I think that's probably why he was so emotional after the win, because he had, that's a long road back for him.
Yeah, I just think, you know, for me as well, when you have those amazing moments like winning a championship, like the first thing you kind of do is just reflect on all that it took to get there. And for me and Jamal specifically, like not too long ago, we were in the training room not wondering if we'd be the same players, not wondering if we'd be able to help his team knowing it was in us, but not knowing if we'd be able to go do it again. So I think that's probably what he was reflecting on. You know, that's what I was reflecting on, just how much sacrifice it took to get here, but how worth it is.
We're talking to Michael Porter Jr., Denver Nuggets forward. How unstoppable is Joker?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of saw this playoffs. You can't really I was actually asking our offensive coach the other day. I was like, okay, coach, how would you guard us? What do you think? How would you guard our team? Would you double Joker in the post? Would you play him straight up and let him score 40? Or would you double him, try to get the ball out of his hands? And there's really no real answer, because as good of a scorer he is, he's just as good of a passer. You know what I mean? And just as good of a passer, he's just as good as a rebounder. So when other guys are shooting, he's getting offensive rebounds. So he does it in so many different ways. You know, it doesn't matter what teams throw it at us. He figures it out. We figure it out as a team. And give the credit Heat, give the Heat credit. We scored under 100 points that last game in the series, and we were, like, low scoring all series. They played great defense, you know what I mean? And that's really where championships are won, like they say. You win championships through defense, and we kind of saw that in the finals.
I had Rex Chapman, former NBA player, on yesterday. I said, who does Jokic remind you of? And he said he's a 7-foot Steve Nash.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
That's amazing, really, though, right? Like, pass first, and not many guys who average 28, 29, 30 are a pass first superstar.
Yeah, no, that's what makes him so unique, because he really can go out there and probably score 40 points a game. Like, if we were to give it to him in the post and just say, like, go score every time, he'd score 40 a game. But to get the assist, to be a pass first player, that's a good comparison. I like that comparison. You know, this year, another guy that reminds people of Joker is Luka. But Luka's, you know, a guard. Joker's a big man who's still doing all the same things, pushing up the floor, shooting threes, mid-range floaters, but passing it as well. And it's a little different coming from a big man, because, like, a point guard like Steve Nash, he's making passes, you know, at the top of the floor. Like, he's diving people, whatever. Joker, it's different, because you don't see big men who are passing out of the post like that, you know, passing at the cutters when they double team him. So he's a really unique player. I don't think people really can grasp how unique of a player he is.
Well, you got to always keep your head up, because if not, you're going to get hit in the side of the head with a pass from him, right?
Yeah, nah, for sure. And we, you know, dating all the way back to training camp, we just have figured out a system how to play with him. I think when we traded for Aaron Gordon, it really helped our team. He's great off the ball, obviously very athletic, so it opened up a lot for our team when Aaron came. But yeah, you definitely got to keep your head up.
Did you keep your uniform?
I actually gave my final, that last game uniform to my family, but okay. I have all the rest of the playoff jerseys, so I'm going to end up sending them out to different people.
All right. Well, just make sure you don't lose that, because, you know, sometimes those things get lost. And who's got the basketball from the game?
You know what? I think because I heard him saying it in the Lakers series, one of our player development coaches, he tried to get the ball after we won the Lakers series.
Yeah.
But he probably went, and he said as soon as the buzzer was going off, he was going to get the ball before the refs took it. But he probably got it.
Good. It's going to be worth some money. Enjoy the parade.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right. That's Michael Porter Jr., Nuggets forward. He had 16 points, 13 rebounds in that Game 5 win. It should be fun tomorrow. All I want to see is Joker. I just want to see if he's enjoying himself. Because there are times when you go to a party and you don't want to go to the party, and your wife knows you don't want to go to the party, so she's constantly watching you to say, are you having a good time?
What if he's checking his watch?
Are you having a good time? You having a good time? Yes, I'm having a good time. Yes. Don't I look like I'm having a good time? No. Maybe I'm not. Yes, Paul.
What if Jokic pulls a Tom Brady for his last Super Bowl and gets, like, just hammered, and, like, people are trying to move him around? Mm. Like, he just overdoes it. Because, like, you know, he's all tense. He's battling all series.
Yeah, but
totally
that's
focused.
Where you just don't want to be the guy who's got to hold him up, and then as big as he is, you know, when he falls.
What about his brothers? Just have his brothers.
Oh, yeah. But I don't, they might get after it too.
Oh yeah.
They are. That's a reality show right there. His brothers. They're
as big as him, right? Basically.
Yeah.
I think one of them might be a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Thicker.
Yeah. I wouldn't mess with him. I wouldn't.
You know, they definitely have a presence for sure.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. You're going to pick on my brother?
Nope.
You got to go through us first. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. See, I tell one pirate joke, and now everybody else wants to tell a pirate joke. And then Marvin didn't even appreciate my pirate joke.
I sure didn't.
At least you admit it.
Mike in Arizona. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, DP?
Hey,
love the show. Okay, here's my pirate joke. How much does a pirate's earring cost?
How much does a pirate's earring cost? I give up.
Buccaneer.
A buck and ear.
Oh,
okay. All right. I'm going to give you a bloop on that one.
That's
absolutely.
About $1 per ear.
What if I had the Gronkowski brothers against the Jokic brothers?
Nah. Let's go.
Nah.
There's more Gronks than there are Jokic's, but I would probably say that those are 2-1. One Jokic brother is two Gronks. Yes, Marv.
And Joker's brothers, they look like they went through some things.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? It's important to understand that when Giannis said this isn't the end of the world, it's not, you know, that they lost, he's seen what the end of the world looks like. Or Jokic in a war-torn city or country. They know what that's like. When somebody said, oh, is that devastating? No, they know what that's like. Where we think it's devastating you lost in the championship game. No, they know what life and death is really
this
like.
Is easy.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Nobody died, right? Yeah. Oh, then this isn't difficult. Dave in Virginia Beach. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I was just calling to correct you on what the pirate's favorite letter.
Oh, okay.
It'd be the C.
The C. Okay.
Oof. The letter C,
yeah,
but then it like also could mean the ocean where they sail.
Yeah, the sea.
Like SEAC.
That's not better than R, is it? Like you can't even say, oh, the C. It's not even, doesn't have a great sound to the punchline here. Todd, I figured you'd have some of these corny jokes here.
I've heard a few of them, but that's, I think yours is a lot better than R. Because you just get right to the letter. He had a set up to the C.
Thank you, Todd. By the way, Seton took his pies like a man yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you probably were owed a couple more pies, and you were willing to take that. But yeah. We put cupcakes in the pies. and Paulie started something new, not a pie to the face, but to the sternum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to bring spice up a little bit.
Yeah.
And exploded.
I'm playing today with a broken sternum, as a matter
are
of fact.
You?
This is my game.
Due to the pie?
Yeah.
But Fritzy goes, are we supposed to throw the pie at him? And then I go, whatever. And then you threw the pie and you missed him.
Yeah, my slider just kind of went down into the right.
Completely, completely. And you were 6 feet away and you hit the wall.
It was pathetic.
And then I had a pie in my hand and I just smashed Fritzy in the face.
And I deserved it.
Yes, you did.
It was terrible.
But you took it like a man. Craig in New Jersey. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind?
Hey, be with
us. Hey, bud.
Just calling in to cap off the DP show's fantastic coverage of the NHL playoffs and to remind Todd Fritz that he still owes me a pie to the face. I made a bet with him in April that if the Rangers lost to the Devils in their first round series, then he would take a pie. And I don't believe, I haven't been quite watching every minute of the show, but
okay.
I don't believe he ever took a pie to the face.
All right.
Maybe I just had a half a pie because you hit me with
No, you deserved that yesterday because you whiffed on the pie to hit Seton.
I'm just trying to negotiate like a half a pie.
No.
At this point.
Paulie's got a pie coming on Friday. That stems from North Dakota State. Or North Dakota versus South Dakota?
Yeah, I think I took South Dakota.
Yeah, you did.
One double A playoffs, I always get in the gym.
And you never bet against North Dakota. Never.
I was.
You're one of the first people who said, "Hey, there's a dynasty going on out there."
Watching niche sports.
Yes.
15 years ago.
Yes.
Helped.
I remember when we watched Jimmy Garoppolo.
It was like a Thursday game.
And
something.
You go, "This guy's really good, Jimmy Garoppolo." And I go, "All right." And then we started watching at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, we used to watch a lot of.
We were in early. Yeah, we're in early on 1AA.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called. FBS.
FCS.
Yeah, I don't. It's 1AA.
1AA.
Yeah,
good for you. Proud of you.
Thank you. Yes, Todd.
I had two quick pirate jokes that I just came across.
Okay. Yeah.
We go back to 1AA football. For
No.
Talk about Armani Edwards and.
No, here we go.
These two caught my eye. I didn't make these up.
Okay.
Why did the pirate buy an eye patch?
Because
he couldn't afford an iPad.
That one's terrible.
Okay, here's the best one. Why don't pirates...
Paulie is the one-eyed joke guy, okay?
Yeah, you're infringing on my territory.
Yeah, he's got one good eye.
Why don't pirates go to strip clubs?
Oh, no.
It's not dirty.
No.
Because they already have all the...
Booty?
Booty! See, you got it. That's you in the studio.
You shouldn't laugh louder than we do if you're telling us the
joke. I didn't make
it
up. I'm not taking credit for it. I caught my eye. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to share it with the guys. I'm going to go for it.
All right. Take a break.
Because they already have all the booty.
No, I got it.
That's why they don't need to go to strip club.
Bob Costas, top of the hour, and Brandel Chamblee from the U.S. Open final hour. More phone calls after this. Have you heard about quarterback sliders? Now, I'm not talking about a quarterback who slides. I'm talking about the actual sliders. KingsHawaiian.com. They've got the recipe. So it's simple. Beef slider patties, American cheese, pickles, onions, mustard, and ketchup, all prepared on the OG, the King's Hawaiian Original Sweet Roll. You don't need to be a football player. You don't need to be a quarterback. It doesn't have to be football season to enjoy those. You can have your slider Sunday. So whether it's barbecuing with friends, getting together, watching a big game, or Sunday family dinner, King's Hawaiian is going to be there for you every Sunday to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Nothing brings food, family, friends together like King's Hawaiian. And they're making slider Sundays the next great weekly mealtime ritual and the perfect way to kick off your summer. They've got everything you need. King's Hawaiian wants to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Go to your local store, pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. Golf's biggest stars in Los Angeles trying to conquer LACC, Los Angeles Country Club. Good luck with that. It's the third major, and the U.S. Open on NBC USA and Peacock. Randall Chambly will join us coming up next hour from Los Angeles Country Club. Yes, Paul?
Can we have this discussion before the U.S. Open starts of how they can turn off some fans by making it too hard to play and making guys not be able to score and hit shots?
They want you to earn our championship. And if you're breaking par, then that's probably going to be a good score. That's a really, you know what? People are going to be surprised when they see this golf course of the hills. And like, it's not a flat surface there. It's very hilly. It's far hillier than you would think. But it is a challenge. It's a challenge from the regular tees. But where they're hitting from, when you have par threes that are 250 yards, it's not your normal par three. Yeah, Paul.
Does the greens people, not the greens people, but the course people from the LA Country Club, do they design the course for the Open?
No.
Or do the Open designs the course?
The Open runs the course.
They take over. Okay.
There are people who have been there for years getting this course ready for this moment. Usually it's a couple of years in advance where they come in and they go, okay, this is what we want done. Move that tee back. We want this green. We want that bunker. There's a lot involved there. The early U.S. Open odds, according to DraftKings, Scottie Scheffler is the big favorite. Then John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Rory, and Patrick Cantlay. Some phone calls in here. Chris in Brooklyn. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. You know, when Jim Leland managed the Pirates, he smoked Marlboros.
All right. That's what a pirate smokes. Right. Marr. Dan in Ohio. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
I'll see you later, Dan.
Have a good one, Dan.
Yep. Yep. Well done, Dan. Well done.
I think he lost his train of thought.
Cameron in Indiana. Hi, Cam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, well, first off, good morning. Secondly, I got some bad news from Mark. I don't know if he ever took my pie, but he took the Rams to make the playoffs last season, so he owes me a pie.
Oh, okay. Marv, do you owe Cam a pie?
I guess.
Well, no, do you? Do you remember making the bet?
I don't.
Cam, what was the bet? Just that the Rams would make the playoffs?
Yeah, it was about July or August before preseason.
Mm.
Just that he said he didn't see the Rams missing the playoffs and that he'd take the bet.
Okay, well, we'll check our records. Got some of our best people on that. Tyler in Texas, not to be confused with Tyler, Texas.
Hey, morning, Dan. I just wanted to make 2 points about Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
I think Bills Mafia is ready to move off of him, but his frustration with Josh Allen in the Bills offense doesn't make sense. In his interview with you, he said that in after week nine, the offense changed. But if you remember, that's the same week that Josh Allen injured his elbow. So, of course, whether Allen admits it or the Bills admit it, the offense was affected by Josh Allen. That's the first point. But the second point is, I think if I, as a Bills fan, I would trade Stephon Diggs straight up for a top-tier slot receiver. However you can make that work, if you trade Diggs for Tyreek Hill or Cooper Kupp, but the Bills
You're not getting those guys. But also, I mean, Stephon Diggs has to understand that if the offense changed because Josh Allen got hurt, if you're a football player, you have to understand the offense has changed for whatever reason or whatever it looked like before. But they said this is not football related. This is Josh Allen's words. It's not football related. To me, that's more troubling if it was football related. Hey, we'll get the offense back to where it was. He had the fifth most targets in the NFL last year, and he missed a game. He would have been in the top three targeted receivers. 2021, fifth in the NFL in targets. 2020, number one in the NFL in targets. So you're getting 28% of your team's targets in the last 2 years. 29% of your targets, team's targets in 2020. He's being featured here. And he got a new contract extension. Yes, Marv.
What happened during the offseason?
I don't.
If it's non-football, I could see if it was football, that'd be a different story. But non-football, like, it's got to be something personal.
Well, that's what I don't understand here. And that would be more troubling. Because football I can fix. You'll fix it. But something other than that, that's where it gets to be troubling. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Seton, would you update the poll results before we head into the final hour of this program?
Yeah, Dan, last hour we put up, when a team changes markets, they should keep the name, change the name.
Okay.
Right now, 76% of the audience say you change the name when you leave the city you're in.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, like when Baltimore took the Browns and then they became the Ravens. Like, it wasn't an expansion team because they took the Browns. Although you could say that the way they played, they might have been an expansion team. It's like when the Colts left Baltimore and went to Indy, they kept the Colts because you had the same ownership there. Final hour coming up. Bob Costas on the anniversary of Michael Jordan's game-winning shot to beat the Utah Jazz 25 years ago. And Brandel Chamblee. He'll join us from the U.S. Open.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.